Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Program Manager Megan Waterhouse about heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
I invited you here today to talk a little bit about heat awareness and, in particular, heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So since we are in Iowa and it is remaining really nice, I'm not going to say it's too hot because that's never a thing. So can you tell me, what is heat exhaustion?
Heat exhaustion is the body being unable to cool itself back down, and typically is caused by excessive sweating. In doing that, your body loses water and salt content. If you don't address this, it can actually lead into a heat stroke. Heat strokes are not biased. They are more typical in our elderly people or in our population that take certain medications and in our young children. But a heat stroke can also be brought on by excessive exercise outdoors.
What are some of the symptoms to look for in somebody that might be showing signs of that?
So typically with heat exhaustion, what you're first going to see or feel is you will have a lot of sweating. Your appearance will be pale and clammy. You may also have some cramping in your muscles. So the biggest difference between the heat exhaustion and the heat stroke is with the heat stroke, you do see the change in mental status, meaning a person may seem confused, they may lose consciousness, they could have seizures. As far as appearance-wise, they stop sweating, and they are going to be more red and more flushed.
And how can you help somebody that is showing signs of either of these?
So if you notice somebody or you notice yourself that you are feeling like you're sweating too much and you feel weak, the best thing you can do is to get somewhere cool, to go indoors if you can. If not, go sit underneath a tree, drink lots and lots of water. Whereas with a heat stroke, if somebody has a heat stroke, first thing you want to do is dial 911, and then you want to try to get them into that cool place. Since they may lose consciousness, if you are unable to move them, to get cold, wet towels, and you can place them on their head, behind their neck, under their armpits, in their groin area, and that will also help to lower the body temperature.
Very good. Yeah, that led perfectly into how when do you need to seek medical help. So what you're saying is with heat exhaustion, they're in a place where you can still help them yourself, but with signs of heat stroke, you need to get medical help.
Correct. And you possibly may need to get help with heat exhaustion. If follow the steps with heat exhaustion and you aren't seeing any changes within 15, 20 minutes, or they don't seem to be getting better, at that point, you would also need to call 911.
Okay. Yeah. What are the best steps to prevent heat stroke and heat exhaustion?
My opinion, the most important thing is just to be aware of your body. Other things to always take in consideration when it's hot and it's humid and the temperatures are just going to keep rising is to make sure you take breaks. Make sure you always have water with you. If you're planning to be outdoors for a long period of time, wearing sunblock, because a sunburn will also prevent your body from being able to regulate its body temp. Wearing light colored loose clothing is also a good way to prevent from getting overheated.
And obviously, if you're exercising, not to push further than maybe you would, if you know that you're going to be exercising when it's an excessively hot day, maybe to exercise early in the morning or later in the evening, maybe avoiding that direct overhead sun time.
Yes. Like I said, there, while we tend to see heat exhaustion, heat stroke typically in those more fragile groups of individuals, it isn't bias. There is non-exertional heat exhaustion, which is those individuals, but there's also exertional heat exhaustion, which we see a lot this time of year because people are outdoors. They are outside. Our younger people are playing sports. So with that, it is very important, again, to know your body and to not choose the hottest time of the day to exercise. Maybe getting up earlier and getting your miles in or your exercise in the morning, and then knowing that, again, you are going to be sweating.
Exactly. Well, is there anything else on the topic of heat stroke or heat exhaustion you'd like to add?
While water is very important, sometimes we do need other things to help replenish our bodies. And it's then that those isotonic beverages such as Gatorade are beneficial because they do help to replenish salt content.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today about heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
You are very welcome.
That was Megan Waterhouse joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.